Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy is mad at his mom because she is still friends with his ex-girlfriend who cheated on him, actually. Does he have a point to say, hey, mom, you can't be friends with my ex-girlfriend? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. Jump in on this conversation. Anyone out there still friends with their like in-laws or ex-in-laws, I guess? In this case, the cheating scenario is interesting because it adds an extra layer to the dynamic. But does it really matter? Because she didn't cheat on the mother-in-law. Like, where does she... Can they still be friends?
This topic's actually like really close to home for me because... In high school, I dated someone for 4 years. I was very, very close with him, obviously, and his family. And still to this day, I'm close with his mom. And actually, his mom and my mom are like best friends. So I see her like almost every week. And it is my ex-boyfriend's mom, but she still loves me. I still love her. And that's just how it is.
So no issue.
The family never broke up.
Would you be okay with it being reversed? Like all of a sudden, new boyfriend Julian's like, hey, this is my ex-girlfriend's mom. She's awesome. The pause. Interesting.
It would be interesting. It is an interesting situation. I'm not like, I never walk around and be like, this is awesome. But like, yeah. It's just how it is. It's kind of weird. AB's met the mom. Like, just how it is.
Deflection. Right. Would you be okay if it was reversed?
I'd have to be because if not, I'd be a hypocrite.
But part of you is like, no, nope. I wouldn't, but
it's
have
weird.
To be.
Right. It's weird.
I think it's completely weird. And I feel like Hannah's situation is different because their moms are literally best friends.
So your mom and the ex's mom were friends before or became friends?
They became friends because we were dating.
See, that's not as different then. Because the relationship is what's unifying them. Now, the mom's justification is, like, one, like, I care about you, but people have cheated. Number two, like, this girl doesn't really have, like, a super close mother figure, and she's grown to become that mother figure, and they have a relationship. It's like, hey, I don't condone what she did, but she's become, like, a daughter to me, and if my daughter were to cheat on her husband, I wouldn't, like... She's no longer not my daughter.
But she cheated on your son.
I know, yeah. I know. But that's her justification.
I think a breakup is also a family breakup. I just think it has to be. I know so many people who they've broken up, but then that family will still reach, like the ex's family will still be reaching out to them. And I'm like, that is so weird. How are you supposed to move on when you still have all these ties and they're still texting you all the time?
I don't know that I've ever had an ex who doesn't have their mom still reach out. I always have the moms reach back out.
That's a different boundary
issue.
I just think you
really, like, even if you don't try to choose sides, you kind of have to a little bit in a breakup.
Yeah, there's, like, sides in a breakup.
And you have to side with your child.
I would agree with that.
Unless they're the one that cheated. Then that's a whole other situation.
You could be neutral, though.
I think it also kind of depends on the length of the relationship, okay? So, like, when couples divorce and there's kids involved, obviously you're going to still be friends with the in-laws in some way, shape, or form. Because
you have to co-parent?
Yes, yes. But I think if, like, you know, it was a short relationship and you never really established a friendship, then, yeah, it's easy. The breakup, it's... But yeah, I think that once there's a breakup in a relationship where... there are no kids involved, I think you do choose sides, and I think you have to move on. Sorry, the friendship
especially,
goes away.
It sounds like in this instance, the son is mad
right.
that they still have a relationship.
That should
be enough to be like, okay, I'm going to cut it off for you.
So that I think the cheating adds a complexity to the situation, because I think what Kevin is saying, like, if you're mature, I think you can still be friends with an ex. If you're mature, your families can still be like, this is, we're no longer lovers, but, you know, we wish.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know ill will, and we're still cordial. And if you're friends with my mom, I don't care. But the whole cheating thing makes me feel like you risked your relationship. And with what comes with your relationship is your family dynamic. And maybe you did throw that away and you didn't think about that before you cheated. And so there's a part of me that thinks, okay, she did make a choice, but there's a part of me that also is like, hey, like she didn't cheat on the mom. And you know what? Like, this is the mother figure in her life, and she wants to be supportive, and that just shows a level of maturity, because when you co-parent, none of that stuff matters anymore, because you got to just do what you got to do to make it work. Yeah. And that mom is trying to do what you got to do to be supportive of what she considers her daughter-in-law, and they use the word daughter-in-law because this person becomes like a daughter to her. 855-444-MEGA. Do you think it's okay for, in this situation, the mother and daughter to still be friends post-relationship, because this guy is not happy about it. 855-444-6342. Hannah said we just got a juicy text. We're going to get to that in a second on the Brett Maga Show. This guy is furious with his mom because she is still friends with his ex-girlfriend who cheated on him. 855-444-MEGA. Does, when your relationship end, does that mean mom, girlfriend can no longer be friends because, hey, we broke up, you're breaking up with mom? 855-444-6342. I also think that, like, you can't tell two adults what to do, right? Like, you can't be like, mom, you can't, this is who you can be friends with or not. Like they're allowed to be friends, and does their friendship, do you have to even see that friendship? Like, are you hanging out with mom? And like, are you third wheeling it with mom and her friend at the tea parties? Like, who cares if they go and do stuff together and you're off doing your own thing and you see your mom? Like, it's not like she's coming over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you might be worried that mom is meddling in this relationship, trying to get this girl back into your life, even though this woman cheated on you.
Oh, do you think like she's like, you think that this woman is being manipulative? Like, oh, I'm getting mom's approval and then mom.
No, I think like, mom's trying to. I think that mom might be like, you know, I really, really like her. You know, you should go back. You should go, you know, it's okay. She cheated on you. She'll never do it again. She
oh
still loves
gosh.
You.
Oh, you know, mom's like this, you know, like the wing woman for the her because they're friends. That's interesting.
Okay, so this crazy text we just got about this says, my high school girlfriend ended up becoming best friends with my sister after we broke up. Mm. She remained very close with my family while I was at college. I found it weird, but it never became a big deal until I started dating my current girlfriend, and then I started clashing with my family big time about it.
Dang it, I thought, see, look, it all worked out, and then it ended in
smoke.
Dang it, I thought it was going to be a great example.
We were almost there.
Yeah, Taryn, you have had this happen before. You're friends with your ex's family.
I am. So Mason has an 11-year-old brother, and me and his dad split up a long time ago. But his whole entire family is still on my Facebook. They still call and text. They know that we are open doors. So if they ever want to come see Hunter, they are more than welcome to stop by, to call. And then I have three other kids, and they treat them as their own. So they still bring them presents, everything.
Oh,
so we're
wow.
just one big happy family. See, and then me and his son's dad, the wife are best friends now. Like, we all just completely get along across the board.
Because kids are involved, you're able to maturely just go, let's put our differences aside. Let's look at things differently. Let's put any feelings of resentment that the relationship ended aside. Why can't we do that if kids are not involved? Why can we not put our feelings aside and just be mature? And be
because
like,
you don't need the tie to them.
Right.
You just don't.
Mom,
don't.
But there's not like a, like the mom and
you're
going
to hear about your ex's life through your mom now for the rest of your life.
Maybe he'll hear about how great he's doing compared to her. Like, oh, mom told me I'm winning the breakup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.